Hello everyone, welcome back to Panther Muscle Fit Podcast. Today episode, I like to get into gym etiquette and form of exercises. Okay, to start off with gym etiquette, everybody knows the gym is like a place to get away from. It's almost, let me say, it's almost like the Matrix. You know, you plugging in. You know, you walk through the doors, you get away from reality, you get into this sub, you know, alternate universe, if you will, and you meet some really good people in there. At the same time, you meet some, you know, not so good people, and it's like this multiverse, you know, of all different people, all walks of life in there. And everyone in there is in there for different reasons. Some is in there to lose weight. Some is in there to build muscle. Some is in there to, I say we're all in there to live longer, increase life, you know, our lifespan. So as I want to get into gym etiquette today, you go into a lot of gyms and some gyms stay clean, they have some really good staff, and then you got gyms in there where the staff may not really care too much, or on top of that, they may care a lot, but then the members kind of just leave the weights everywhere, dumbbells over the place, you got barbells in the corners somewhere, just barbells in the way, and people don't clean up after themselves, put their weights away. Now, back in the day, there will always be a saying that, hey, put your weights away. And it's still one of the biggest gym etiquettes of all time, even now in this form of the moment. But even as I was in the gym today training, you know, I go into the corner. There's a corner space over there where you can do deadlift, you can do, you know, clean and press, you can do Olympic lifts. Even some CrossFit stuff. I know CrossFit is very popular across the globe. And I get over there with my buddy, and we're doing some fixed barbell rows. And you got a safety squat bar in the corner. You got a barbell in the corner. You got a bench over there. You got a resistance band. You got a couple of plates in the corner. And I'm like, man, who was over here? The level of people not putting their stuff away, it drives someone else crazy. So, I mean, you had to put someone else's weights away, someone else's mess, and then still set up your own, you know, arsenal to get ready to, you know, hammer away at it. And I don't think it's fair to the person coming in to put away the equipment or the accessory, excuse me, that someone else left there, because your muscles may be cold, you're just now warming up, you got to put the weights away. Say if they go over there and they leave that thing really racked up, and I'm talking about you had to pull every weight off, and then, bam, you know, you may pull something, and it's not a good day when you do that. So, I mean, also, gentlemen, when you're on the leg press, you're on a squat, hey, let's even go with the bench. I believe even today that some guys may leave weight somewhere to let someone else know that, hey, you know, someone was over here hitting this amount of weight. Okay, now I'll get into form in a moment, because the gym etiquette is the first part of the first part of this podcast, the first subject that I'm going through right now. Someone may have, as I said before, the most plates in the gym just loaded on this one machine. Even leg press, and go to the fact of bench press, you know, got everything loaded up there and ready to go. I know that every guy, not every guy, let me rephrase that. There's guys that go into the gym and they want to lift everything. They want to lift the gym. They want to show that, hey, I can lift this, and, you know, I'm the strongest guy up in here, and I can do that. You know, I just hit a PR, and, you know, things like that. But the way you're doing the exercise, you know, is going to prove what's really going on. Because I said, hey, if you're one of those guys that come in there and you got the weight belt on, you got the knee wraps on, you got some kind of other protective gear on, you don't need to be lifting all that. Because I said, first of all, your body is already going through it. Your joints is hurting. Your body's aching and pains, you know, doing this and that. You don't see any kind of warm-ups. You don't even see any kind of stretching going on, even between sets, you know, to try to help that situation. So for someone to come in there with all that equipment and your form's not right, then, hey, someone's always watching. And I mean, if your form's not right, they may be learning something from you and say, man, maybe that's the right way to do it. I'm gonna try that the next time I come in. And you're totally doing the exercise wrong. And I said, someone else watching you is taking notes from what you're doing. That's not good. It's not good at all. So you want to have the form down. But as to jump back to gym etiquette first and secondly, also, a lot of people need to wipe down the benches, okay? A lot of people get in there and they, you know, you got the head sweat spot on the bench from either bench or a hammer strength exercise where there's an incline on something and you just got the spot of just someone sweating there, okay? Hey, as I said again, gym etiquette. If you know you're someone that sweats a lot, hey, you know, get some towels, get some spray, just wipe down the equipment right quick, you know, for the next person. Don't be one of those guys that come in there, egos like through the roof, as big as a dinosaur, and nobody can tell you nothing. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. Because there may be someone else in there with the same amount of energy, and is not going to be a good day also, especially if it comes down to that where we got plates clanging and seeing who can lift the most weight and, you know, making all this noise, grunting when there's really nothing on it. So, guys, gym etiquette, make sure you put your weights away, keep your areas clean, wipe down your equipment. And, I mean, even for the ladies, right? If you're using a piece of equipment and the woman wants to use it, the woman may not be as strong as you, okay? You may be showing someone else that, hey, I was in there lifting this weight or something like that. Even if you're short on time, hey, just make sure, like, before you leave that piece of equipment, just unrack it and put it away. Simple as that. So now I want to get on the form. Sorry for the gym etiquette part, but the form is really a very important piece of the podcast here. Now, I'm really big on form. Form is number one with me. And I go into the gym today and I see people's form is not 100% crisp. It's not 100% good. You go in there and the form's all jacked up. And I said, one of the biggest reasons is, number one, no one ever showed them how to do this exercise. And people don't even know how to do the exercise. They may have never even heard it before. And number two, with social media out today, so many people were out there doing an exercise on video or even in the photo, but mainly video. And someone else is watching them do this exercise. And that person may not be doing that exercise 100% right. They're doing it in a way to where their form's all off. Let's take deadlift for instance. Deadlift's one of the biggest ones. Let's take deadlift for instance. Great example. Okay. Before the deadlift, when you get up to the bar. Now, I'm no power lifter. I am a bodybuilder, but I call myself a calisthenics bodybuilder because I do a lot of body weight. Bands, Olympic rings. I'm really big on Olympic rings, you know. Still amateur at the Olympic rings, you know, just doing a lot of different stuff, but nothing too extreme every training that I do is for building. I'm not trying to get out there and show off and show that I can do this and that. You know, every move that I do is, it has to build the physique. It can't be for get out there and putting on a show. It's not what this show is about. You know, it's not what I'm about in the gym. I'm about building the physique. So deadlift is a good example. So when you get up to the bar, you want to make sure your shins are pretty much up to that bar. Actually, I was talking to a guy today and explaining to him a good way to do the deadlift, especially because I seen him trying to pull the weight up. Okay, he already did 3 sets already, which I didn't know until after the fact when he tried to pull this weight. He said that, oh man, you know, I pulled more yesterday. And as I was starting to explain to him, I said, hey, you know, and me and my buddy were saying the same thing. Like, some days you're not going to get that weight the next day. You know, that weight poundage is going to actually go down. And then it can be up certain days. I mean, every day is not going to be, you know, sunny with, you know, rays of sunshine going on. You know, you're going to have some days where it's not going to be the best lifts. And I mean, everyone across the globe, even listening to this podcast, will know that. Even new people that's just coming onto the scene, because one of the biggest things about fitness as a whole, it's a very big shame, as I said before in previous podcasts, that it's a shame that muscle magazines aren't around anymore. You know, growing up, I was really big into the muscle magazines, learning, reading, always, you know, staying up with the sport, educating yourself as much as possible on the different exercises and what they build and how to do the exercise, you know. So back to the deadlift. So when you up to the bar, you kind of want to stretch your body, kind of have your hands in front of you, almost like you're sleepwalking, and if you will, or on a tightrope or something like that, sleepwalking, and you kind of, you know, stretch your body, go side to side, try to go to stretch. So when you're going down, it's almost like a machine, okay? When you're going down to pick up that bar, your knees automatically are going to start to bend, almost like a hinge. So like I said, it's like a machine, almost like a mechanism. So when you're going down to grab the bar, your chest should already be up. Your shoulders should be back. So once you get into that position, you don't have to start trying to adjust. Once you pick that bar up, you're in position to where, you know, it's like your arms are like stanchions, and all you're doing is just lifting with the legs from the hips, from the waist on up. And that's a good example of what I mean with form, because you'll see people do deadlift today and their chest is not up, their back is not arched, their shoulders aren't back. Instead, I see people today, and this is one of the biggest ones on social media, and you kind of got to blame social media 100% on why certain forms are not right and why certain forms are just really just off. So when I see people do deadlift, their back's rounded, they got a belt on, they got knee wraps on, they got all this protective gear. And I said, first of all, your back's not arched. Your shoulders aren't back and your chest isn't up. And someone else around the world, across the globe somewhere, is watching this video. I mean, hell, it could be someone down the, you know, the next block from you that's watching this video and say, damn, you know, wow, all right, that's how you do the deadlift. I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow and I'm going to perform it just like that. That's how you do the deadlift, you know. Deadlift is done like that. If they're doing it, because one of the biggest things, if someone has a bunch of followers, okay, does not 100% mean that they know what they're doing, let alone they know what they're talking about. Okay, there's people out there with you know, lesser amount of a following and know what they're talking about and what they're doing. You know, it's all about getting your source material. What I explained in a rant one day, if you check out my Instagram page under the same name, Panther Muscle Fit, also my YouTube page under the same name, Panther Muscle Fit. I made a rant one day about people doing form, okay? Everyone's form is not going to be right. Everyone's form is not going to be good to go. And one of the biggest things is I encourage a lot of people to get their information from different sources. Because there's people out there that will ask one person something, and then they'll go and ask someone else something. But then they'll start questioning the second person's answer versus the person that told them this, the very first person that told them the advice. They're going to question the second person they asked. Will say, oh, well, so-and-so said that it's supposed to be done this way, or they said to do it like this. So that's when you're going to have advices start to clash. That's if they're not cross-referencing right. If they cross-reference and they're almost pretty much the same information or the same hypothesis or the same conclusion, then you want to go with that and trust both people. You know, it's just going to who do you trust more and say both of these is kind of falling into the same line. You know, it's good always to get information from someone, even myself, man, because I'm no expert. I'm no master. I can do a lot of stuff, but I said I'm no master because no matter how much someone thinks they know, someone else out there is giving them a tip on something that they probably never seen before. And then they're learning from it in the same genre, if you will. Because I was at the gym yesterday training with my buddy, and two guys were in there training. One we known to be in that gym for many years, but then they came back and started training with this one guy. I had a training partner together. So they're doing stretches, a lot of body weight exercises, okay? So once they get on the assisted pull-up, they're sitting down on the platform, and they're pulling themselves up, almost like an L-sit pull-up almost, but their knees are tucked, so it's more like a tucked pull-up. And I was like, wow, I never seen anyone do that before. So we came over and said, hey, that's pretty good. You know, and they said, hey, you want to try it? So when it came up to my turn, he said, you want to give it a shot, you know, kind of show us all up. And I'm very humble, man, very modest. I said, nah, you know, I said, this is my first time doing this. I said, I'm no expert, or, you know, because people will see you in the gym doing all kinds of stuff. You know, body weight moves with bands, with the body weight, with the rings. And they say, man, he's pretty good. You know, he knows a lot of stuff, but not necessarily. Okay, and then I did the move and I said, wow, this is pretty good. You know, it's supposed to be a shoulder builder. It is a pretty good shoulder builder, matter of fact. And how you're sitting on the bench, either facing out or facing in, hits the body differently. You facing in hits more the back and the core. Really good, really, really tight on the core. Facing out is more of the front delts, upper chest, okay? And it's a pretty good move. And I say, you know something, a lot of people, I think, even in social media today, learn a lot in the calisthenics community more than any other fitness style out there, whether it's bodybuilding, whether it's CrossFit, whether it's like maybe even Olympic lifting, which is in CrossFit, but I'm talking about somebody who strictly does Olympic lifting, not, you know, throwing CrossFit in there. So that's just my opinion. I'm not going to say that, you know, the calisthenics community, because there's always someone in the calisthenics community, more than one person, that's going to go out there and challenge someone else and say, hey, you're doing this wrong. You're not getting over the bar. Your reps are not full range of motion. You're not doing this right. It's always going to be that way in calisthenics, even in any other fitness genre. Bodybuilding, CrossFit, Olympic lifting, you know, anything. Any kind of exercise where someone's going to see something and say they're not doing that right. So, as I was in the gym today, I was, it was this woman, this young woman, okay, came over to start doing one-arm dumbbell rows on the bench, okay? When I seen this, I was on the hamstring press, you know, getting some sets in. And when I seen this girl doing one-arm dumbbell rows, she was on the bench, but her back was going round it and her head was down. And I turned to my friend and I was doing my set and I said, that girl shouldn't be doing that exercise that way, because that's not the proper way to do that exercise. And I said, you know something? I said, social media most likely is the culprit of that. Because she may have seen another female on social media doing that move like that, and she follows this chick and learns everything she can from this woman. So she's going to go in the gym and mimic the same thing that this woman was doing. Because it was, you know, someone you're watching, an influencer, or it could just be anybody just giving a tutorial on an exercise. If they have a huge liking to them, they're gonna follow what they said to the T. You know, they're going to go out there and say, hey, I'm going to do it too. This is the right way to do it because this person was doing it that way and that's the right way to do it. When sometimes it's not the right way that they're doing it, they're doing the exercise wrong. And I said, you could be heading into injury and not even know it. But I said, I'm one of those people to not go up to someone and say, hey, you're doing that exercise wrong. That's not my place to say that unless someone comes over and asks for, say, hey, is my form right on this exercise? Hey, can you help me out? Make sure I'm doing this exercise right. What's your opinion or what's your advice on this? That's when you step in and give someone an answer. That's when you step in and help someone out. But if someone's not doing something right and you see it from afar, just let it alone. And I said, in some cases, you may go up to a person and say, hey, you try having your body like this when you do the exercise. And I said, and I would say that give them some pointers. But the thing that drives me crazy when someone says, and this is with anything, when someone says you shouldn't do that, or that's not the right way to do that, what they don't follow up with is a suggestion on what you can do instead of telling you not to do that because you're not doing it right or that's the wrong way to do it. People don't have a follow-up answer or a backup to say, do this instead, it's better to do it this way. And that's for anything. A lot of people will point you out on the bad and not try to give you a positive answer, a positive alternative to be better. Okay, so after she did that exercise, she was doing a few more exercises. I'll even see guys today, they're doing push-ups, and their push-ups are not right. They're doing half reps. Their waist is leaning into the exercise. Doesn't look good. A lot of guys are doing half pull-ups today. Not full range of motion. They're going halfway down, coming back up. You know, and form is number one, man, because that's one of the number one reasons a lot of people get injured is not having their form right. And your form is going to protect your body, your joints, everything in the long run. You know, I always say, the 100%, hold on to longevity, man. Hold on to it tight. Because once you get injured and you're a little bit older, I'm 37 right now, things are slowing down, man, when it comes to recovery. You know, I'm a competitive bodybuilder, may even retire this year. You know, this will be my 15th show coming up next month. Okay, and 15 is very important to me. I had to explain that in another episode. And I would say that I've accomplished a lot. You know, I really love doing the sport, but form is number one. You have to make sure your form's right so you don't throw your back out. You have to make sure your form's right so you don't pull a muscle. You know, you have to make sure your form's right so you don't have some type of freak accident, man. For something to not happen, you want to make sure your form's right to prevent the worst from happening. And just be cautious about doing an exercise and just being safe. You know, safety's number one. Safety's number one with me, with every exercise, every single thing when it comes to fitness, even in just life general. Safety's number one. So that's all I have for this episode of Panther Muscle Fit Podcast. Today, we covered gym etiquette and number one form. Try to get more episodes up related on fitness. If you would take a look at my Instagram page, a lot of fitness motivation there. A lot of videos, more than photos, to give tips on exercises, mainly body weight. There are some weighted exercises in there as well. Also, my YouTube page, I'm just getting up off the ground. If anyone has any suggestions on fitness that I can make here on the podcast, if you have something that you would like to have covered or for me to talk about on this podcast, I really like how people is coming by, listening to the podcast, listening to what I had to say about fitness, giving my thoughts, positive feedback on how things can be fixed, what's wrong with the, you know, the sport of bodybuilding, how it can be fixed, things to touch up on, you know, in that situation when it comes to bodybuilding and on stage etiquette with posing and presentation. So more podcasts to come. I'd like to thank everyone for stopping by, listening to the content. If you're going to check out the social media, I thank you as well for that. Also, getting some knowledge there for whatever I put out. As I said before, I can only tell you what I know. You know, I don't know every answer to everything, but what I know, I always pass the knowledge along. So, as before, I thank everyone for stopping by. Everyone take care. Peace.